Light of the Bhagavat, verse 8. The colorful greenery of the newly grown grass, the seasonal flowers, the frogs' umbrellas, the butterflies, and the other variegatedness of the rainy season perfectly represent a well-to-do family absorbed in vanity over their personal assets. A rich man displays his opulence in various colorful ways. He has a good residential bungalow with sufficient property and a well-trimmed garden. The bungalow is decorated with up-to-date furniture and carpets. There are motor cars with dazzling polish and a radio set receiving and broadcasting colorful news and melodious songs. And all these things captivate their proprietor as though one were in a dreamland of his or her own creation. And when the same man was as dry as fallow land and had none of these opulences, he was plain in behavior. But since obtaining all these material means of enjoyment, he has forgotten the principle that everything in this world comes and goes away just like the changing seasons. In India, the beautiful Red Fort and the Taj Mahal were built by Shah Jahan, who left the place long ago, and many others have also come and gone in the same place, just like seasonal flowers. Material assets are like seasonal flowers only. Either the flowers wither or the gardener himself leaves. This is the law of nature. Therefore, if we want permanent life, knowledge, and bliss, we must seek them somewhere else, not in this changeable, temporary, rainy season, which is flooded with so many varieties of pleasing sights which vanish when the season ends. Material manifestations of things are but shadowy representations of reality. They are compared to mirages in the desert. In the desert there is no water, but the foolish deer runs after the illusory water in the desert to quench its thirsty heart. Water is not unreal, but the place where we seek it is misleading. The advancement of materialistic civilization is just like a mirage in the desert. The deer runs after water in the desert with full speed, and the illusion of water moves ahead at the same speed as the foolish deer. Water is not false, but we must not seek it in the desert. A living entity, by his or her past experience, remembers the real happiness of one's original spiritual existence. But since he or she has forgotten oneself, he or she seeks spiritual or permanent happiness in matter, although this is impossible to achieve.